Much of America moved to the right in last Tuesday's election. In deep red Kansas, voters moved the state back towards the middle. As Sam Zeff from member station KCUR reports, that move included keeping four state Supreme Court justices after a bitter and expensive campaign.
Conservatives, led by Republican Governor Sam Brownback, thought this was the year voters would boot four justices over rulings on the death penalty, abortion, and school finance. But University of Kansas political scientist Burdette Loomis says conservatives were way wrong.
The electorate took a pretty sober look and said, we're not happy with the way Brownback has operated.
More than $1 million was spent by both sides on TV, radio, and postcards, a record for a retention race in the state. Kansans for Justice led the anti-retention forces, buying over $500,000 in TV time, mostly claiming the targeted justices were soft on convicted killers by overturning a number of death sentences.
Kansas families want justice. The good news, you can send the bad ones packing.
But the voters didn't come close to sending them packing. And in a year where 40 conservative lawmakers were defeated, dramatically changing the balance of power in the statehouse, Kansans for Justice spokesperson Amy James suggests anger with Brownback may have played a role.
There are some very loud and powerful organizations coming from the Democratic side, and maybe perhaps that had some influence on the type of voter that came out.
Ryan Wright from Kansans for Fair Courts agrees. He ran the campaign to retain the justices and says voters were tired of Brownback's policies and even more weary of conservatives beating up on the Supreme Court.
This was as much a statement, in my opinion, about protecting the fair and impartiality of our courts as it was about a rebuke of this governor.
For NPR News, I'm Sam Zeff in Kansas City.